Before burning yard trash, check with the local office of the Division of Forestry so you know how to burn safely and legally. Help prevent wildfires. For information, visit the FireWise Communities website at www.firewise.org or contact the local office of the Florida Division of Forestry.
WWNN, Pompano Beach. AM 1470, with even more of what you're looking for. It's South Florida's most interactive forum for news, politics, and cutting-edge issues. Don't miss The Credit Report with Bill Lewis, Monday through Friday mornings at 9 a.m., only on AM 1470 WNN.
Did you know that the Broward Metropolitan Planning Organization is responsible for transportation planning in Broward County? You can be involved in this process. To find out more, visit our website at www.broward.org/MPO or call 954-357-6608. The Broward County MPO, providing transportation solutions for the 21st century.
AM 1470 WNN is now the Health and Wealth Network, featuring more of the information you're looking for. Join us for the best health programs every day. Then, in late afternoons and evenings, tune in for more information for your financial success. Only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network. The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. Now, today's program.
Crossroads, trying to read the signs.
The following show and its content are the responsibility of the show's producers and participants, and not those of the Aquarius 7 Broadcasting Network.
Information related in this program is not meant to substitute medical recommendations. Before starting a treatment program, you should consult your physician.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Liftoff.
That's right. Welcome to The Couch Live here on Rock100DIZ.com and, of course, WWNN AM 1470 down in the Boca area out of, what is it? Palm, what? What is that city? This
Pompano,
antenna?
Pompano.
Pompano Beach. All right, so physical address in Boca, antenna out of Pompano Beach, and all that thanks to Holistic Lifestyles Radio. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. So welcome, everybody, to The Couch. I am the street-certified dope doctor, Louis Delgado, certified addictions professional here to help anything in relation to recovery, addiction, and all that. And, of course, usually my partner, Dr. Kent Hoffman, is here, but we're going to have him on the phone. So how you doing, sir? You're on the phone. Are you there?
I am on the phone. I'm doing great, Louis.
Excellent. And so tell everybody where you're at, you know, the reason you didn't come in today.
I am down in Singer Island, which is between West Palm and Palm Beach. So it would have been easier for me to go to WWNN today instead of on the phone.
That's where the rich folks play, huh?
Yeah, exactly. I guess so. I can only afford a week here. For me, a long weekend. My family can afford a week, I guess.
Well, I would have drove down with you, but I couldn't afford the gas just to get there and back.
That's right.
So you missed the game.
I could have given you a ride here, but you would have had to hitchhike back.
And I can do that. I can do that, but my pretty self might get violated on the way up, and I can't handle that. Because I'm growing my hair out long, I might get, somebody might hurt me.
Then you would have had bad dreams, and we would have to talk about them on the radio.
All right, well, great segue there, Doc, because, of course, Captain Chris Hill is our producer here. Hi, Captain.
Hey, what about them Lakers?
Well, let's not talk about that, because, of course, I was going for the Celtics. So, sorry, Kevin, I was with you, brother, my good buddy Kevin in L.A. Sorry, brother. I was going for the Celtics, but then the Lakers pulled it off. So, anyway, that's a great segue, because not too long ago we had a special guest on, and then there was a meeting that took place. After that, because for those of you that can go way back onto this show, if you go way back to when this show started, who knows when? What was it, 99, Chris? 1999. I had an interview with a lady early on, like probably a few shows in or whatever. Her name was Tinker Cooper. And I just fell in love with the dialogue between me and her and that. So I said, you know what? I'm going to talk to her about bringing her on the show. And I did. And she became part of the show back then. And she was part of the show. For years, she was part of the show until she moved away to Jacksonville. And then so, not too long ago, a couple weeks ago, we had on another lady. And her name is Denise McLean Solis. That's how I can say it because, so you kind of know the name a little bit. So Denise Solis. And she was on the show, and I just felt comfortable. And I got that old vibe, that old warm, fuzzy feeling that I got back when I first met Tinker Cooper. And so a meeting was had, and we have a new member to the show. So I'd like everybody to welcome Denise McLean Solis. How are you doing? Backstreet Mom.
I am doing terrific. I am so, so excited to be here. I am just so excited.
It is so cool to have you as part of the show.
Thank you.
No, really. We needed that estrogen on this show. There was way too much testosterone on this show.
Well, I might have to start taking some supplements. I'm a little older, but, I'll do the best I can.
A little bit of sugar from us, and that's enough supplement you need, baby.
That's true.
That is. So we got Dr. Ken Hoffman, who, of course, is a DO. He's an addiction medicine specialist. And now we have Denise McLean Solis, who is a life coach.
Yes.
Studying hypnosis.
Yes.
And does dream therapy, which is why, of course, Kent made that reference. Because she's able to analyze dreams. And the reason we call her Backstreet Mom is because she's the mom of A.J. McLean, Backstreet Boy. So that is her. And, I'll let her introduce herself. And tell us, you never done radio as far as, like, part of a show?
I've done a few interviews with the boys back in the day, but not really. And a couple on my own when my book came out.
Uh-huh.
But that was basically it, yeah.
All right. Are you sure you can handle it? I mean, being a part of this boys' network here, You're gonna have to hold your own.
Yeah, like that's a problem. I've been holding my own for years.
Yeah, that's right. And of course, Ken Hoffman, you're gonna stay with us the whole show, right?
Yep. Next week is gonna be the acid test, though, when we're all in the
studio. Oh yeah, you're right.
The gloves come.
What it really was is Dr. Ken Hoffman went on strike. He heard that his seat was gonna be taken. He said, I refuse to come in, He tried to do a holdout.
I'm just keeping it warm for you, baby.
Not really. No, he's on vacation. But it worked out really well. So, anyway, we're going to talk about using dreams because in recovery, I hear it all the time. And I thought it was a perfect timing that you're in here. Because in recovery, I hear it all the time that people have these dreams like if they use. Like they wake up. Some are in cold sweat, some are in a panic, some are experiencing triggers, some are, or like it triggered them. Some are feeling like, man, did I really use, did I not use? And they take that concern into the AA or NA meeting. And a lot of people just have their own way of dealing with with what feedback they give them and kind of just say, everybody has them, we all go through it, don't worry about it,
true.
And but what is it really? I've never even asked, like, why does it occur? You know, I don't know. Kent, did you ever think about why it occurs?
Well, I have my own.
You know, he's on the beach, probably. Yeah. What are your own thoughts on it?
I think that in part, dreams are, part of what we can't handle in reality, and using dreams are, part of what we fear, in reality. Which, when people are in recovery, one of the greatest fears is of course they'll use or that they'll relapse.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard some wild stories of people in recovery wake up and, obviously their using dreams are very, very real.
Yeah.
I mean, they wake up and they feel like they have used, their heart's beating a mile a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And, they feel like it's all extremely, extremely real to them. They sit up in bed and they've got, they're in a cold sweat and, they don't go back to sleep for a long time.
Mm.
And it takes a long time to prove to themselves that they haven't used, that it's not real, and they're really shook up. I mean, if they have a sponsor, they'll call their sponsor in the middle of the night. They are, to say the least, really shook up.
Mm-hmm. He kind of sounds like he knows what he's talking about.
It's a concern, to say the least, to them.
That was pretty good. Now, that's all your interpretation. Is that what that is?
Well, yeah, that's my take on it.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
you just came out with that on. That's pretty good, man. I guess you did deserve that doctoral degree that you got, that medical degree.
Thanks. I can skip my boards, huh?
There you go. Well, because the way I would, one thing that I would add to that is when I usually hear someone have it, I think maybe they're afraid of something. That maybe they were. There's some internal message that your brain is trying to tell you, some internal thing that you might have been experienced that maybe you're ignoring in your conscious mind, but maybe your subconscious is a little concerned about something, and you had a little fear about a relapse, or maybe you thought about somebody they haven't talked to in about a long time, and maybe inside there was an internal thought about something. And so then when you're in sleep and you're not covering it up with your ideas or your interpretation of what your brain is saying, it's able to explore, some of those internal thoughts, and then... So I just thought that by not having that filter, you experienced it. And then when you wake up, of course, like with any dream, at first, you wake up out of a sleep and you don't know what's real or not real. And a using dream is a scary thing because when you think about using, your body already starts feeling like it's high. Like if you're on your way to go score something or whatever, your body already kind of goes through those feelings, like if you're getting high already. So that's how I always looked at when you wake up, how uncomfortable you feel, because you've already triggered that response in your brain, and your brain is already prepared. Like Pavlov's dogs, you already started salivating, you already started experiencing your heart rate and everything, so you're kind of already using. And so the only thing that's missing is that you haven't actually used. So for anyone that's ever had a using dream and didn't go out and use, I always praise them and says, good, you went through a real tough situation because your brain at that moment thought you did. Not just you psychologically thought you did, but I always felt that the brain actually thought you did. And for you to not go back out and reuse, that was pretty strong, and I compliment that. So we'll find out if I know what I'm talking about, too, because I don't know. That was my interpretation. I never studied dream. And so, Denise, we're going to let you on this next segment. We're going to let you define what you feel.
Okay.
And I want someone to send in at least one story. I want at least one dream that she can interpret. One using dream that she can interpret, and we'll have her interpret it on our YouTube segment coming on The Couch Live right after this. So stay tuned. We'll be back on The Couch.
The Challenges Relapse Prevention Treatment Program is focused exclusively on relapse treatment and relapse prevention. Challenges is a state-licensed and JOCO-accredited private addictions and mental health treatment center. You'll find cutting-edge technology together with traditional treatment, 12-step and alternative treatment therapies for those challenged by alcoholism and drug abuse, as well as dual-diagnosed disorders. At Challenges, the treatment model for relapse prevention represents a new and unique direction in relapse care. Remember, relapse ends at Challenges. For questions and information, go online to challenges-program.com. Or for immediate help, call toll-free 888 888-755-3334. That's 888-755-3334.
After my son was born, my face broke out with red blotches and acne. There's not a single cream, cleanser, toner, or scrub I didn't try to clear up my face. Then my mom recommended I try Willard Water. She's been using Willard Water for years. She recommended spraying some on my face to help clear my skin. I thought, hey, what could it hurt? I could see a difference in no time. Not only did it clear up the breakouts, the Willard Water smoothed the texture and tone of my skin. Now Willard Water is part of my everyday skincare regimen. I've recommended it to my friend who suffers from eczema, and it even worked for her. Now I know what works for me, and that's Willard Water.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard Water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard Water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
Let me tell you about the meditation Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, and fear, causing long, sleepless nights. Sound Pillow can give you the ability to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go to www.soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. While you're there, check out the many endorsements from addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call Sound Pillow toll-free, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488, and let the healing begin. Remember, soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com. Call 877-846-6488.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
Live here on Rock100DIZ.com. That's right. Welcome to the Couch Live here on Rock100DIZ.com. And, of course, WWNN 1470 radio out there. Where is it? Pompano Beach, Florida, and Holistic Lifestyles Radio. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. This is the YouTube segment brought to you in part or sponsored by www.dlmsuccess.usana.com. That's dlmsuccess.usana.com. They sponsor this YouTube segment of The Couch Live. I am the Street Certified Dope Dr. Louis Delgado, Certified Addictions Professional. And, of course, Dr. Hoffman is on my phone right here. He's the co-host. And then our new co-host is Denise McLean Solis, Backstreet Mom. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
All right, and we asked everybody to send in. We're talking about using dreams today on the Couch Live. We're talking about using dreams. And you can see the captain. Captain, can you just put a hand over here like this? Right here. There you go. There's his hand. All right, that's enough for you. And anyway, we're talking about using dreams because a lot of people out there have using dreams or have had using dreams and didn't know how to really explain them or, you know, what does it do to your recovery? What does it mean about your recovery? So we asked somebody to send in something, and they did. So let's go over this. J.W. sent in this dream. First using dream at 11 months clean. I had a dream that I bought some Xanax off a younger kid in recovery. He was on a lot of Xanax at the time when I bought them. I only took a few. The next day, the kid went to my parents for stealing the money. I gave it to him, but he did not remember it. My father came to me at that time, just as he did when I was 20 years old, and I swore to him, just as I did back then, that it was not my fault. He again accused me of using. We had a knockdown, drag-out fight, just like the day before I was arrested. This time, I did use, but did not steal. When I was 20 years old, 18 years ago, I was not using or lying, but my father had no reason to believe me. The physical fighting and using troubles me. I have had peace and serenity for 11 months, and this was truly vivid. J.W. All right, J.W., I'm going to have Denise Solis tell us her interpretation of it, since that's one of her things she does, one of her expertises. Okay, go ahead, Denise.
It's in my repertoire.
It is.
Okay. The first thing, first of all, what I do want to say about any dream is that the first thing you should do when you have the dream is definitely write it down so you remember certain details, like is it black and white? Is it in... Thank you. Is
Sorry
it in?
That. Always
is,
turn your cell phones off when you're doing a show.
Is it in color? Is it in black and white? Because colors represent things in dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing I would say is that not all dreams are literal. In other words, the things that you have, the pictures, the people that you meet, certain things, don't think of them as this happened, so this is, you know, definitely what is happening now. It's a manifestation of what's happening in your life. This particular one is... Not since he's 11 months clean.
Yeah, he's 11 months clean.
I'm thinking that, first of all, the first thing that popped in my head right away was the younger kid in recovery is probably himself.
Okay.
So that right away talks about inner turmoil, which is, of course, natural for someone in recovery. You're always worried about using, relapsing, so that makes a whole lot of sense to me. Obviously, he's got issues with his father. That's... really comes out big time in the dream, that he still has some issues with his father that he needs to talk over, get counseling for, do something, or just sit down and have a face-to-face with his dad if he's still around.
Okay.
And the other thing is the fighting, again, the whole deal about having the knockdown drag-out is, again, dealing with inner turmoil and not wanting to face some realities. Drugs on their own in a dream represent obsessive behaviors, you know, like that's a no-brainer, about control and the things that you normally deal with, you know, we're awake, as whether you're using or in recovery. It's the same thing. Your brain is manifesting it into a dream to either focus on what are the specific issues I need to deal with here. One in this, again, my father, my inner turmoil that I'm afraid I'm going to use again, all this. He says at the end that it's vivid. I'm thinking that's probably because there's color involved. And, again, that really makes a difference in a dream. I wish he had written down the colors or whether it was in black and white. The stealing part, that represents unfulfilled goals, that he's not where he really wants to be maybe in his recovery or other life issues, other goals that he set for himself. So, and actually dealing or selling or buying drugs can represent just basic changes in your life. So he's in turmoil, wants to make that change, hasn't come to that conclusion yet of how to do it maybe exactly, and maybe one of the things that's bothering him is the fact of the issues with his father.
Wow.
So.
That was pretty good. Any how you'd like to add anything to that, Dr. Hoffman? Can't...
I wouldn't add anything to that other than the fact that, you know, using dreams, dreams in general are going to be much more common after somebody gets into certainly at least early recovery, because you got to remember that people who are using, whether it's alcohol or drugs, when they're in their active use, are hammering themselves to sleep.
Yeah.
So they have an abnormal sleep pattern to begin with.
Yeah, man.
Because they're so... sedated, you know, while they're sleeping, when they're using, that really they have no chance of remembering their dreams to begin with. Very few people dream when they're in active use.
Yeah.
Because they're so sedated. So it's much more common that they'll have dreams in general, using or otherwise, once they get into recovery, because they're actually, you know, sleeping in a more natural pattern, especially after the first month. And once their sleep pattern becomes normal, more normalized, and so dreaming and therefore using dreams become more normal after you get into early recovery.
Well, I'm going to still be sedated then because I still don't remember my dreams.
So,
still recovering.
So that's going to be a more normal pattern for everyone. And so using dreams, even though they're, you know, more concerning and more scary to the person in recovery, dreaming in general is going to become more normal because they're having more normal sleep patterns or sleeping more, you know, more lightly, if you will.
Right.
Awesome.
So this is all more common as their brain chemistry gets more normal.
Right. And see, and what kind of triggered my head is, and you hit on it, Denise, you hit on it what I was thinking. I was thinking about the father issue and the unresolved issues with the father that obviously there's this issue he needs to deal with in counseling, like you said, or, you know, also talk to your sponsor, talk to your support system in relation to that, because it sounds like Dad may still be alive, because I'm gonna guess that if Dad was not alive, it would have sounded like past tense in a way that it would have said that Dad's not around or
probably right. Yeah.
Stuff. So I'm thinking Dad's still around. You can still approach him. I would recommend that you do. Maybe talk to Dad about that incident. You know, what I learned is a lot of times the way you recall the incident when you were younger while you were using is not necessarily the way it happened, or maybe they don't remember it the same. Well, you know what I love is when I go to my family and I kind of recall certain incidences when I was younger and I tell it to them, they usually don't even remember it even happened. They're like, what? You know? And then when I went and did all my apologies, my amends, it was the same thing. I was like, oh, man, I want to apologize. And they're like, for what? Then you were fine. It's like, wow, man.
Yeah.
My head made it so dramatic. It was such a dramatic situation in my life,
yeah.
Or to me, but it wasn't so dramatic for them. And abuse is one of those things, just so y'all know, abuse is one of those things that it's interpreted. So if you interpret it as abuse, it was abuse. It's not necessarily they have to admit that they abused you or they did anything wrong to you. If you interpret it that way, it was. So you can go back and reinterpret it based on what you now know. Remember to always treat the persons you're discussing things with as the person they are now, not always as the person they were, because 10, 20 years later, this sounds like, what, 20, a long time ago.
Long time
right?
ago, yeah.
It sounds like a long time ago. And if you're still holding something in, maybe it's time to just let some of that go. And I would deal with a little letting go. And definitely step work is definitely going to help you.
Yeah, don't be so hard on yourself.
Yeah, definitely don't be so hard on yourself. So anyway, that was our first dream interpretation, well, other than when you were a guest on the show, that now as a co-host. So we appreciate that. Remember, our sponsors are the following: DLMSuccess.USANA.com. We have SoberDoc.com, which is the website for Dr. Kent Hoffman. If you're going through any kind of using and you want to get recovery, go to SoberDoc.com. Of course, the official website for this show is TheDopeDoctor.com. You can go to that and you can see what's going on with the show. And Denise's site is
www.starbeamcoaching.com.
That's starbeamcoaching.com. So thanks to everybody at HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Thanks to WWNN 1470 down in Pompano Beach. And, of course, our home, our station right here, Rock100DIZ.com. This was The Couch Live. This is The Dope Doctor. We'll see you at the next YouTube segment. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Having three sons keeps me on the move. We're always in a hurry to make it to the next game, practice, or meeting. With our busy lives, none of us has time to be sick. So we make nutritious choices with our meals, take vitamin supplements, and we all drink Willard water. Willard water helps the body absorb more of the vitamins and nutrients we need for good health. It's also full of natural minerals, so it's a simple way to enhance our healthy lifestyle. Even our 4-year-old Cocker Spaniel Molly drinks Willard water. I'm here to tell you what thousands of others around the world already know. Willard water works. If you care about your family's health, you'll go out and buy some today.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
Let me tell you about the Meditation Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, and fear, causing long, sleepless nights. Sound Pillow can give you the ability to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go to www.soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. While you're there, check out the many endorsements from addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call Sound Pillow toll free, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Remember, soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com. Call 877-846-6488. The Challenges Relapse Prevention Treatment Program is focused exclusively on relapse treatment and relapse prevention. Challenges is a state-licensed and JACO-accredited private addictions and mental health treatment center. You'll find cutting-edge technology together with traditional treatment, 12-step and alternative treatment therapies for those challenged by alcoholism and drug abuse, as well as dual-diagnosed disorders. At Challenges, the treatment model for relapse prevention represents a new and unique direction in relapse care. Remember, relapse ends at Challenges. For questions and information, go online to challenges-program.com. Or for immediate help, call toll-free 888-755-3334. That's 888-755-3334.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now back to today's show.
Ready to create a healing change of your mind, body, and spirit? Brian L. Shafflin graduated from City University of New York at Queens College with a degree in psychology in 1980. He then went on to complete his master's in social work from Hunter College in 1982. Brian has been licensed and board certified in Florida since his move in 1994.
That is because of Red.
I expect at one point somebody put that on my nose.
I love my clown nose microphone.
Actually, are we ready?
I know what I want. I like those real old-fashioned style microphones. I want one so bad one of these days. I'm getting one.
Doc, you still with us?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Why don't you say something?
Hello, hello, hello.
I hear.
You hear?
Oh, no, oh wait, do it again?
Hello, anybody there?
Yep, I hear perfect.
Listening?
Do you mind that I say Denise McLean Solis?
No.
Okay, because I know you changed your name, but I just say it like that.
Okay. All right. Welcome to Couch Live here on rock100diz.com. Something about that song, man. It had a different impact on me back in the day. It means a whole lot of difference now. But anyway, we're on the other side of that fight now, aren't we, brothers and sisters? Anyway, my name is Louis Delgado, certified addictions professional, street certified dope doctor, here with my co-host, Dr. Kent Hoffman, by telephone today from West Palm. He's over there enjoying his vacation with his family. In typical doctor fashion, his vacation includes work. And I'm sure she's loving me right now. Your wife and kids are thanking me right now and saying, even on vacation, it's Louie, Louie, Louie.
He's everywhere.
And then our new...
Something like that. Yeah.
Something like that, I'm sure. And our new co-host, Denise McLean Solis, the official Backstreet Mom, with us here. And, of course, producer Captain Chris Hill. And thanks to rock100diz.com, holisticlifestylesradio.com, and the good folks at WWNN down 1470 down there in Pompano Beach. Hello, everybody down listening on that radio station. We're talking about using dreams. Talking about using dreams on the Couch Live, and a lot of you out there have had using dreams. I know I have. It kind of freaked me out. I discounted it, and it wasn't a pretty sight later. But, you know, I wasn't too serious at the time anyway. And that, you know, I was just a teenager at the time. But I got to admit I had them, and it did scare me, but I didn't react properly. So we heard Dr. Hoffman's interpretation earlier, and then we heard mine,
uh-huh,
of how we have treated it or discussed it or thought about it. So what would you tell us about using dreams?
Well, any dream is a manifestation of what's going on in your life. So if you are in recovery, one of the things that you're worried about constantly on a day-to-day basis is using and relapsing.
Yeah.
So obviously you have inner turmoil, and your dreams are manifested into, you know, showing you, really, if you look at them properly, they're showing you specific things that you might need to look at to get through that.
So don't discount it. You're saying, you know, it's telling us something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Definitely telling you a lot of things. Dreams, everything in a dream means something. It's all symbolism, and has to do with, it's very important whether the dream is color, black or white, what colors are in it. Certain things mean certain colors mean certain things, mm-hmm, like blue might mean spirituality,
mm-hmm,
but water also means spirituality. So there's a lot of things that, you know, that are going on.
Wait, speaking of that, wait a minute, time out.
Yeah.
Kent, where are you? Dr. Hoffman. Are you sitting on the washing machine? Do you hear that? Is it just me?
No, I'm sitting in the living room.
You're sitting in the living room.
He's on the balcony.
Right.
He's not sitting in the living room, right?
I'm sitting in the living room looking out at the ocean.
Oh, okay. So you have your window open. Is that the ocean we hear?
No.
What is that? Is that the horn from the soccer games?
No.
He's lying, right?
I mean, I can hear kids playing.
What do you hear? What do you hear, Chris? I didn't mean to interrupt you, Denise, but all I hear is this.
It's ocean. It sounds like ocean to me.
That sounds like ocean? That doesn't sound peaceful at all. Sounds like the spin cycle. All right, maybe it's just me. I'm having one of them using dreams right now. I'm having a flashback. We'll talk flashbacks next week on the Couch Live. All right, I'm sorry.
Are you sure those helicopters aren't going off your head again?
Brother, I'm telling you, I hear those helicopters everywhere. They exist. You can ask my boys back in El Paso, Texas. They existed. They existed. All right, never mind. Go ahead, Denise. Go ahead and...
Especially when
I'm
you're
sorry.
Trying to jump that fence.
Yeah. Man, there's horrible things going on. I'm not even going to get into that story right now. Go right ahead.
All right.
I'm sorry to interrupt you.
That's okay. That's okay.
I'm easily distracted.
Apparently. So we definitely, dreams, like I said, they're manifestations. They're pictures and symbols of what is happening in your life.
Okay.
And they're going to show you, if you write them down, as soon as you wake up and you've had a dream, write down everything you can remember. And if you want, you can send it to me. I'll help you interpret it. But you can also go online. There's plenty of places to look it up online, dictionaries. There's books you can get. There's a lot of ways to help yourself interpret what you're doing and look at it. And if you really look at what you've written, you'll see the points that jump out at you to to help you kind of guide you along the path of what am I supposed to do with this information.
See, I had never thought about putting too much weight into it. Did you, Dr. Hoffman, did you ever think about putting that much weight into it?
No, I really haven't.
This is a whole new ball game for us.
Yeah, I would have coached people differently, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
But, I guess my take on it is that, I'm not disagreeing with what Denise is saying, but again, I haven't gotten into it in the depth that,
exactly.
She has. You know, I would tell patients that, using dreams, just like, when they start to have feelings, early in recovery, when they start to get really concerned about them, that again, just like their feelings, a lot of times they'll want to act on them and, again, feelings, just like concerning dreams, addicts and alcoholics, are used to suppressing those things and using over them.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they've done in their addictions. And, early on, these are really uncomfortable experiences or feelings for them, and they bring up a lot of uncomfortable feelings. And, they don't have to use over them. They can experience them. They can go through them. If they want or need to, they can obviously get help in interpreting them through Denise or, someone like Denise or the resources that she's mentioned. But they certainly, don't need to use over them. That's
right.
The advice that I would give them.
Well, you're not saying anything different. That's the same.
Yep.
I think you're saying the
it's
same.
It's a little different take on it, I guess.
I don't know if it's a different take or you and me kind of think the same, that we just never thought of getting too deep into them or looking for how to help the client through the dream. You know what I'm saying? I just think this is like an added resource. Like when I met you and I've learned additional resources can be used effectively instead of ineffectively. There were certain resources that I didn't use to access with my clients through medicinal purposes or through medicinal resources because I didn't trust the physicians that were actually applying them. Whereas with I trust the professional, therefore I trust that you know how to use those properly. Whereas with dreams, to be honest with you, Denise, if it was someone else just saying, hey, this is what it is, and depending on how I thought about the person, I might think this person is a flake or it's some sort of hippie thing, right? I hate to say it like that because it like dates me, makes me look like old and like rigid, but I'm not. But, it's like I remember someone saying, hey, take these hot rocks and apply them here. And it's like when you don't understand something, you judge it a little bit.
Of course.
And the more I've opened myself to different methods to use to help myself or my clients, I'm not judgmental like that about this. And then being that dreams, I know dreams have to mean something. I really do. I'm more open to those than a lot of other things. But I've never met someone like yourself that I actually trusted enough to say, okay, let's play with this idea. And how can it help my client or how can it help the people that listen to this program? And I think you're spot on. At least so far. I'll let you know when you're flaking out.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
But at least so far, you're spot on.
It's just another tool. It's another tool you can use. And, again, if you're preparing a patient saying, okay, it's like, the doctor said you're preparing them by telling them they're going to experience feeling stronger and
uh-huh.
they're going to experience all this. Well, experiencing these dreams is just another part to that.
Yeah.
That can help them, and another tool they can use, again, not use over it, like you said, but use it to help them not use.
Exactly. And as one of my group members said this week, Louis, you are a tool. And he meant it in a positive way. It just didn't sound so much. It didn't sound so positive when he said it, and the whole group laughed, but I understood what he meant, and thank you very much, sir, for calling me a tool. Anyway, we got to take a break right now. We'll be back on the couch live right after this.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience. Let me tell you about the Meditation Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, and fear, causing long, sleepless nights. Sound Pillow can give you the ability to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go to www.soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. While you're there, check out the many endorsements from addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call Sound Pillow toll free, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Remember, soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com. Call 877-846-6488. The Challenges Relapse Prevention Treatment Program is focused exclusively on relapse treatment and relapse prevention. Challenges is a state-licensed and JACO-accredited private addictions and mental health treatment center. You'll find cutting-edge technology together with traditional treatment, 12-step and alternative treatment therapies for those challenged by alcoholism and drug abuse, as well as dual-diagnosed disorders. At Challenges, the treatment model for relapse prevention represents a new and unique direction in relapse care. Remember, relapse ends at Challenges. For questions and information, go online to challenges-program.com or for immediate help, call toll-free 888-755-3334. That's 888-755-3334.
Summer means more time in the sun, and for me, that means sunburn. When I have a sunburn, I reach for my Willard Water Aloe Gel. Aloe Vera, commonly known as the burn plant, has been used to ease the pain of sunburn for more than 4,000 years. When paired with Willard Water, customers find it has a truly remarkable effect on sunburns. Studies have shown that Willard Water helps dull the pain that often accompanies sunburns. Willard Water helps the body heal itself faster by accelerating our body's natural healing processes. Willard Water Aloe Gel helps moisturize the skin, which combats the dryness caused by sunburns and helps the body heal naturally. When you're looking for a natural remedy to sunburns, nothing eases the pain better than Willard Water Aloe Gel.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard Water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard Water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now back to today's show.
Back to the couch live here on Rock100DIZ.com, also HolisticLifestylesRadio.com and WWNN 1470 Pompano Beach. How you guys doing down in Pompano Beach area? And of course, we know one of our residents and one of our co-hosts is down there with you guys down there in Pompano Beach area. It's Dr. Ken Hoffman calling in live to the show from where? Singer Island?
West Palm Beach, Singer Island.
Singer Island down there, so enjoying himself with his family. Well, he's supposed to be enjoying himself with his family, but instead he's here on the couch live working. And the new member of the show, Denise McLean Solis. And she's a life coach, backstreet mom, and dream interpreter. So we've been talking about using dreams here on the couch live. And so you've been telling us that these things are important. That everybody out there has ever had a using dream. It's something that they got to look at. They got to write it down a little bit.
Definitely got to write it down.
And then do what with it? They can call you or not call you. They email you.
They can email me at my website.
Why don't you tell everybody what the website is?
Okay, the website is www.starbeamcoaching.com, and there's a page on there that you can go to that explains dream interpretation, gives you some tips on what you should do when you have a dream, write it down, what to write down, and then you can email me on my website, denise@starbeamcoaching.com, and you can send me, and I will help you interpret the dream.
Hey, I think that's pretty cool. Now, we're going to have to do it anonymously, Kent. Dr. Hoffman, when we have a dream, I mean, we're going to have to, like, somehow figure out how to anonymously, like, send it to her. Kind of hear and hear what it is, you know what I mean? Because I'm curious now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll just have to go to somebody and say, hey, go to this website. here's a few bucks. Go to this website and figure this out for me. You know what I mean? No, but I just think it's great. The thing is this, people. If you listen to this show, then you know what we talk about is there's a lot of different tools out there to use in your recovery. And they may not all be for you, but they're all out there, and they can all be useful. And the key is that whatever we were doing when we were using was not working, and whatever you can do out there that helps you resolve issues within your life can work. And way too often, this particular aspect of recovery has not been addressed because, to be honest with you, a lot of us aren't experts in that. I have to admit, I've never studied dream interpretation. Is it interesting? Absolutely. Does it fascinate me to the point where I'm going to go study on it? No. My wife, on the other hand, she loves it, and she's fascinated by it. Will I become more fascinated by it? I got a feeling I will as our relationship with you, Denise, progresses. I'm sure I'll become more fascinated and more into using that within my practice and figuring out how to get my clients to instead of just push through and talk to their sponsor about it and work through it in counseling, maybe even research a little bit, which may give me, and I'm thinking, and this is what I'm thinking, this is what I'm saying, it may give me a few more tools on how to use that in the therapy session. You know, like if they go to you, they interpret it, come back with what they found or what the findings were, then it might help me go further into helping them with
definitely,
their issue.
Definitely going to help because it's another tool they can use to work on some of the specific issues that they're dealing with at that particular time.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm thinking. What are you thinking, Kent?
So I'm thinking that, Louie, you're saying your clients are going to tell you you're becoming a bigger tool.
You like that one, huh?
Yeah, I did. I really like that one.
It was weird because it came from one of my professional clients who was just sitting there, and that was his way of complimenting me. Louis?
I think that was perfect.
You are a tool. And he meant it in the most positive and loving way, but he's absolutely right. But people, I'm only as good of a tool as you use me, just like Dr. Hoffman. We're only as good as you use us, because if you don't use us, I mean, like I tell my clients, I said, look, you can make me the best therapist in the world. You can make me the worst counselor in the world. It's up to you. I'm only as good as you make me, how much you use me.
And you know what? You know what was the greatest thing yesterday is that, and I told you some of the stories last night. And actually, I told you one of the stories last night when my wife went out to a restaurant the other night and ran into a couple of ladies, and they got to talking, a couple of ladies that they didn't know. She was out just to kind of get away from the family and visit with one of her friends for the night and got to talking with some ladies. And said, well, what do you do? What does your husband do? Blah, blah, blah. And started talking. She said my wife said her husband was a physician. You know, what's his name? His name's Kent Hoffman. You know, I know your husband. Your husband helped out my son so much. Louis Delgado, sent my son to your husband. Wow. And, he's been in recovery for 2 years. Only saw me one time. And, the two of us were able to help this young man out, and we never heard from him again.
Wow.
So it's just neat to hear a success story about someone's life that we touched that, is out there doing well. You never know. Someone comes to you one time, and then you lose contact. You kind of think, okay, did they go out there and they're just, you know, out on a run for the past couple of years.
Exactly.
For, you know, what's happening. But it was really neat to hear, you know, somebody's life that we touched in a positive fashion, and they're doing really well, and maybe we had some impact there.
And I encourage everybody out there in recovery, if you have a story like this where you're the one that got help any way, shape, or form, we do like hearing that stuff. So, you know, call the counselor that you saw, the therapist you saw, the doctor you saw. It could be a psych tech, a mental health tech, anybody that was, you know, meaningful in your recovery. Go back and let them know how well you're doing, because we do often know, wonder, you know, what happened to that person. And that's what keeps us going further. And that is a good story. And again, another incident where your wife was out there having a good time, and it's all about you, Kent. Dr. Hoffman, Dr. Hoffman, Dr. Hoffman. Louie.
She was really excited about that.
Yeah, we like ruining it. So anyway, and there's some other things going on. Before I forget, I really have to mention this, because if I don't, I will forget. And so Zoe, my youngest daughter, is going to be in her first play, actual community theater play, and it's over there at the Shoestring Theater in Lake Helen. She's going to be in Jack and the Beanstalk. So, Zoe, congratulations. My 8-year-old daughter is actually going to be in her first play. She wanted to go try out. She got in, and she's in the play, and it starts tonight. And I'm so excited about that.
That's
for her.
Amazing.
Congratulations, Zoe.
Amazing.
My oldest daughter, Dahlia, 10 years old, she's going to be part of the stage crew. So she wanted to help. I mean, it's weird how, you know, that they wanted to do this. I had nothing to do with the people. I did not push them in that direction, regardless of what you may think. They actually requested it. And my wife took them. I haven't even been there. I haven't even, I don't even know the lines. So, you know, like, did you help AJ early on when he was doing it, or did he kind of?
No, he asked to do
he
it.
He asked to do
yeah,
it, too.
He asked to do it. He played T-ball for a minute,
mm-hmm.
and he did some other sports for a minute, and we kind of both discovered that he was really not good at sports, so he wanted to try something else, and the next thing was acting and dancing.
Wow.
Dancing was the first
and
thing he got into. Yeah.
Love.
Yep.
And that's pretty awesome. And then the other important thing, and thank you for not letting me forget, Denise, because I have a tendency to forget while I'm here talking on the air. But Dana, my beautiful Dana, I have now known you 20 years. In August, I would have known you 20 years. You'd have been in my life 20 years. And as of June 19th, which is tomorrow, I would have been married to you 17 years. That's 17 years married. So my anniversary, my 17th year anniversary, and Dana's 17th anniversary is tomorrow, June 19th. And I just think that's an incredible. I couldn't imagine being a partner with anyone else. I love you so much, baby. And thank you for putting up with all of me. All of me. Especially in those early years when I was still that young guy and I had no clue. No clue. How to be in a relationship. I really didn't. I never had a girlfriend before Dana. I never said I love you before Dana. I was just used to, you know, I'm a fellas guy, you know what I mean? I'm one of the fellas. And my boys that may be listening now, you know what I'm talking about. And I know you're probably saying to yourself, I can't believe she stayed with you, Louie. But she did, and I really thank you for that. So happy anniversary, baby. And, I did it.
Yeah. Good. Happy anniversary to both of you.
And hopefully many more.
Yeah.
Right? And many more. So, the show is now complete. We have a full cast of characters. I can't wait till the TV portion of the show starts again, because then Ducky's back. But we have a full cast of characters now. We brought our estrogen on our show. Denise, the new estrogen of the show. Maybe that should be your nickname.
Esther.
Esther. What do you think, Dr. Hoffman?
I think we should just call her E.
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 Well, I don't know. That might trigger. I don't know. I don't know if we can call it that. But anyway, thank you very much. So, Denise Solis, so that's starbeamcoaching.com. We have soberdoc.com. We have thedope.com. We have holisticlifestylesradio.com. WWNN AM 1470 out of Pompano Beach. And, of course, rock100diz.com. That's all of us from here. Adios, amigos. It's time for a taco. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This program is sponsored by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day right here on AM 1470 WNN. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. All broadcast rights to this program are the property of Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Rebroadcast of any portion of this program without express written consent is prohibited. The opinions expressed on this broadcast.
host guests, and callers and are not necessarily those of this station, staff, management, or sponsors. WWNN, Pompano Beach.